Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
I want to welcome also our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. It's amazing how technology is able to spread the gospel. And you know what we try to do? We try to keep the conversation light. You know, that's what it is. Because we're commanded. I mean, imagine if your boss said, hey, you know, I want you to be able to take care of these supplies over here. I want you to be able to go deliver those products. I want you to be able, this is what our commander said. He said, go be the light of the world. He said, don't hide your light under a basket. And so here we are, you know, just letting our light shine and trying to bring the light of God's word upon what's happening. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And today, I'm just so excited. We're going to go right into it. Because when you stand with VFN Radio and the Daily Radio Program, VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, we're standing for God and country in that order. Because we don't believe you can have a country without God.
That's right.
You can't have a country without God. We're just kind of being nice about it. You just can't. Yeah. Anyway, so I mean, you can have a piece of land mass, you know. And some go hunt some anyway. So, but for God and country in that order and for Israel. And speaking of that, we have been honored. America has been honored at the AIPAC, American Israel Alliance Committee, had come together just this week and been just, it's just so encouraging. If you get a chance, you go to AIPAC, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and you can find out the details for it. But we want you to hear the Prime Minister, Bibi. We want to hit you here. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak. I mean, it's just encouraging. We're going to step right into his speaking just yesterday at AIPAC. Listen up.
Draw a clear line. You know that I like to draw lines, especially red ones. But the line I want to draw today is the line between life and death, between right and wrong, between the blessings of a brilliant future and the curses of a dark past. I stood very close to that dividing line 2 weeks ago. I visited an Israeli army field hospital in the Golan Heights. Now, that field hospital wasn't set up for Israelis. It was set up for Syrians. Israel has treated nearly 1,000 wounded Syrians, men, women, and a lot of children. They come to our border fence bleeding and desperate, offering their near death. And on my visit, I met two such Syrians, a shell-shocked father and his badly wounded 5-year-old boy. A few days earlier, the man's wife and baby daughter were blown to bits by Iranian bombs dropped by Assad's Air Force. Now the grieving father was holding his little boy in his arms, and Israeli doctors were struggling to save the boy's life. I heard from them and from the other patients there what all the Syrians who come to be treated in Israel are saying. They all tell the same story. They say, all these years, Assad lied to us. He told us that Iran was our friend and Israel was our enemy. But Iran is killing us. And Israel is saving us. Those Syrians discovered what you've always known to be true. In the Middle East, bludgeoned by butchery and barbarism, Israel is humane. Israel is compassionate. Israel is a force for good. That border that runs 100 yards east of that field hospital is the dividing line between decency and depravity, between compassion and cruelty. On the one side stands Israel, animated by the values we cherish, values that move us to treat sick Palestinians, thousands of them, from Gaza. They come to our hospitals, we treat them despite the fact that terrorists from Gaza hurl thousands of rockets at our cities. It's those same values that inspire Israeli medics and rescuers to rush to the victims of natural disasters across the world, to Haiti, to Turkey, to Japan, the Philippines, to many other stricken lands. Now, on the other side of that moral divide, steeped in blood and savagery, stand the forces of terror, Iran, Assad, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and many others. Did you ever hear about Syria sending a field hospital anywhere? Did you ever hear about Iran sending a humanitarian delegation overseas? No? You missed that memo? You know why? You know why you haven't heard anything about that? Because the only thing that Iran sends abroad are rockets, terrorists, and missiles to murder, maim, and menace the innocent. And what the Iranian people, or rather what the Iranian regime does abroad is just as similar to what they do to their own people. They execute hundreds of political prisoners. They throw thousands more into their jails. And they repress millions in a brutal theocracy. If you want to understand the moral divide that separates Israel from its enemies, just listen to Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, Iran's terror proxy in Lebanon. He said this. He said, Iran and Hezbollah love death, and Israel loves life. And that's why, he said, Iran and Hezbollah will win, and Israel will lose. Well, he's right about the first point. They do glorify death, and we do sanctify life. But he's dead wrong on the second point. It's precisely because we love life that Israel shall win. In the past year, Iran's radical regime has tried to blur this moral divide. It wheels out its smiling president and its smooth-talking foreign minister. But if you listen to their words, their soothing words, they don't square with Iran's aggressive actions. Iran says it only wants a peaceful nuclear program. So why is it building a heavy water reactor, which has no purpose in a peaceful nuclear program? Iran says it has nothing to hide. So why does it ban inspectors from its secret military sites? Why doesn't it divulge its military nuclear the secrets of its military nuclear activities? They absolutely refuse to say a word about that. Iran says it's not building nuclear weapons. So why does it continue to build ICBMs? Intercontinental ballistic missiles, whose only purpose is to carry nuclear warheads. See, unlike Scud missiles that are limited to a range of a few hundred miles. ICBMs can cross vast oceans, and they can strike right now, or very soon, the eastern seaboard of the United States, Washington, and very soon after that, everywhere else in the United States, up to LA. And the important point to make is this: Iran's missiles can already reach Israel. So those ICBMs that they're building, they're not intended for us. You remember that beer commercial? This bud's for you? Well, when you see Iran building ICBMs, just remember, America, that's God's for you. Now,
you're listening to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk yesterday, just within a couple hours ago, to America, thanking America for, he says, there's not a stronger relationship between Israel with any other nation and other than America. And he also knows for the very fact that he complimented and praised our Secretary of State John Kerry for working tirelessly. He said, basically, he says, you can see the black lines under my eyes. We have not slept. And it's just amazing to see how hard they're working. And just think about it. I mean, if you've been in the Middle East, everything's right next to each other.
Right.
And we're going to continue. We're going to continue after the break hearing the more. And you can hear it in its entirety on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But understand that they could have, it's not 60 miles wide. 60, 70 miles wide is how wide Israel is. You're looking at Jordan, then you're looking at Iran. I mean, it's right there. They can just, they lobbed a few over when, what's his name was in there? Hussein. And here we are right now. And he's saying, they're building those missiles for us. They're all, this is what he says. This is what the Prime Minister of Israel says. These missiles are strictly for ICBM. By the way, I know we don't know. We talked about semantics yesterday, talking about hegemony. Is that just basically means this: a bomb called a nuclear bomb that can blow the heck out of a huge part of the world. Mm. And he's saying that they already can reach Washington, D.C. today and New York today.
Wow.
And soon L.A. Mm. So I'm saying, you know, we got to stand. This is so serious. And what he was saying too, and we're going to break, he was saying that we there just shouldn't be a nuclear at all in Iran. Just no, just forget it.
No,
they can't handle it. Zero, zilch. And he says it's not going to be, you know, and he's just trying to give everybody, y'all can buy into this vision.
You can trust when he says there won't be any.
But I learned a long time ago when I was in law enforcement, listen to the small guy. Mm. Because the big guy's confident anytime he could take you out. But the small guy realized he has one shot and he's got to go with everything he's got. And he's going to do it. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can religious material be shared at a senior center? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
We have picked up the Purpose Driven Life book, and we've been going through that for the last several months. The director came in and asked us if we were what we were doing, and we just shared that we have this book and we're going through it and discussing it. And she made a comment that we can't have this religious material in this senior center.
Oh, that's absolutely incorrect. We have litigated those cases. These government-funded senior centers are a great place for senior citizens to get together, to have Bible studies and things like that. And it is not legal to suppress the Bible study. So you're clearly within your rights. Let me get you in touch, Norm, with our lawyers here at the ACLJ. We'll assign someone to help you right away. This is an important issue for us, so you hang on the line, and we're going to get you some help.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan.
Yeah.
The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America. But this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God,
We repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth. We won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're going to go right back into listening to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at AIPAC just yesterday. Listen up.
Got that joke. It's not only that Iran doesn't walk the walk. In the last few weeks, they don't even bother to talk the talk. Iran's leaders say they won't dismantle a single centrifuge. They won't discuss their ballistic missile program. And guess what tune they're singing in Tehran? It's not God Bless America. It's Death to America. And they chant this as brazenly as ever, some charm offensive. And here's my point. Iran continues to stand unabashedly on the wrong side of the moral divide. And that's why we must continue to stand unequivocally on the right side of that divide. We must oppose Iran and stand up for what is right. My friends, yesterday I met with President Obama, with Vice President Biden, with Secretary Kerry, and with the leaders of the U.S. Congress. We had very good meetings. I thank them for their strong support for Israel, for our security, including in the vital area of missile defense. I said that the greatest threat to our common security is that of a nuclear-armed Iran. We must prevent Iran from having the capability to produce nuclear weapons. And I want to reiterate that point. Not just to prevent them from having the weapon, but to prevent them from having the capacity to make the weapon. That means we must dismantle Iran's heavy water reactor and its underground enrichment facilities. We must get rid of Iran's centrifuges and its stockpiles of enriched uranium. And we must insist that Iran fully divulge the military dimensions of its nuclear program. Now, 17 countries around the world have peaceful nuclear energy programs. They're doing this without spinning centrifuges, without enriching uranium, without operating heavy water facilities, and without conducting military nuclear research. You know why Iran insists on doing all these things that the other peaceful countries don't do? It's because Iran doesn't want a peaceful nuclear program. Iran wants a military nuclear program. I said it here once, I'll say it here again. If it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, then what is it? Well, it ain't a chicken. and it's certainly not a dove. It's still a nuclear duck. Well, unfortunately, the leading powers of the world are talking about leaving Iran with the capability to enrich uranium. I hope they don't do that, because that would be a grave error. It would leave Iran as a threshold nuclear power. It would enable Iran to rapidly develop nuclear weapons at a time when the world's attention is focused elsewhere. And we see, as we speak, that that could happen. In one part of the world today, tomorrow in another part, maybe North Korea. So just remember what Rouhani wrote a few years ago. He wrote this in a rare moment of candor. He said, if a country can enrich uranium, even to a low level, it can effectively produce nuclear weapons. Precisely. And leaving Iran as a threshold nuclear power would deliver a death blow to nonproliferation. Iran is an outlaw state. It's violated multiple UN Security Council resolutions prohibiting enrichment. If we allow this outlaw terrorist state to enrich uranium, how could we seriously demand that any other country not enrich uranium? My friends, I believe that letting Iran enrich uranium would open up the floodgates. It really would open up a Pandora's box of nuclear proliferation in the Middle East and around the world. That must not happen, and we will make sure it does not happen. Because letting the worst terrorist regime on the planet get atomic bombs would endanger everyone, and it certainly would endanger Israel, since Iran openly calls for our destruction. 70 years ago, our people, the Jewish people, were left for dead. We came back to life. We will never be brought to the brink of extinction again. Prime Minister of Israel, I will do whatever I must do to defend the Jewish state of Israel. You know, I'm often asked whether Israel truly wants diplomacy to succeed. And my answer is, of course we want diplomacy to succeed, because no country has a greater interest in the peaceful elimination of the Iranian nuclear threat. But this threat will not be eliminated by just any agreement, only by an agreement which requires Iran to fully dismantle its military nuclear capability. Now, you know how you get that agreement with Iran? Not by relieving pressure, but by adding pressure. Pressure is what brought Iran to the negotiating table in the first place. And only more pressure will get them to abandon their nuclear weapons program. Greater pressure on Iran will not make war more likely. It will make war less likely. Because the greater the pressure on Iran, the greater the pressure on Iran, and the more credible the threat of force on Iran, the smaller the chance that force will ever have to be used. Ladies and gentlemen, peace is Israel's highest aspiration. I'm prepared to make a historic peace with our Palestinian neighbors.
It is amazing as we're listening to Bibi, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak, and I wish you can hear the whole thing now, but you can see the entire speech on the Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch and look for This Scuds for You, and you'll be able to see it. But he's saying very specifically, more pressure on Iran means less likely that we would go to war. So to take the pressure off is what so many people were saying, doing, lifting the sanctions and all this different thing. It's like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. We got to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Understand, as he's saying, this scud could already reach Israel. He said, this scud's for you. He's talking about us in America. They can already reach Washington, D.C. And in the context of that, we're thinking, you know, why didn't we, when the Arab Spring, we talked about this before, and hopefully there's a related article to this, but why didn't we come and help out the people of Iran? When they cried out for help, the Green Party wrote a letter to our president and said, come and help us. And it laid there on his desk, unacknowledged, mm-hmm. until after they were repressed, and again in Iran. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are we doing? Are we fueling the adversary of the apple of God's eye, Israel? Dear God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're in this for the long haul or until they take us down. We're in this thing. We are here all the way until the Lord says no. And we're excited about it. There are so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. God's brought us out of all this. But when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, he'll forgive you. And so he said that he reserved for himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. Well, we have. He's reserved for himself his son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes and error, and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong, because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want to say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the Lord of my life. And I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I've bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in him, he abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as he measures success in your life.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Get that mic working, man.
Yeah,
you know, these buttons really don't do anything. Yeah, it's like the Star Trek 1960s thing that is, you know.
Decoration.
No, they don't do anything.
They don't do anything at all. Sometimes they don't do anything, even though we turn them. And so, welcome. Welcome to VFN TV, the daily radio program. If you missed our earlier program, don't forget, we're four programs back to back. You can catch us on the radio, on the app, online, on Christian Television Network. So many different ways. And that's today. That's right. The generation today. But we has got a chance to be able to watch on VFN TV, and you can see the whole speech of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speak at AIPAC just a few hours ago, within less than 24 hours ago. And it's just so encouraging. It's so encouraging to hear the boldness. And he talks about it when you get a chance to talk about this part. And you can, it's about a 40-minute speech. You can hear the whole thing on the VFN Torch. But he talks about how countries, nations, states in America, large conglomerates like Google and Facebook, they're all coming to Israel for technology to help them out. And it's amazing. It's like there's been a shift in the world. And all of a sudden, you know, Israel has the stage of the world. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing how that works. And it's like, they're like, and he's preaching from the Bible. He's preaching very specifically about Jacob and the land and all these different things, and you bless those who bless Israel, and just it's exciting to see the fulfillment of prophecy. He goes on to say in his speech that that he's willing to make great successions of land for peace, and this is going to happen. This is what the Lord says. You know, these things are going to happen. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You know, trust in the Lord, and understand that. In Matthew chapter 24, and this is what I want to talk about before we go, and we're also going to be talking about this thing called a bump key that's going around right now, because no matter what locks you have on your door, they can actually unlock any lock you have on your door right now for $2 and get off the internet. And we'll be talking about that soon. And by the way, they walked up somebody's house with this key, the reporter did, and knocked on the door and says, "Can I bump your door?" And he's like, "You couldn't get in here." And he's like, "You did it." Boom, came right in the man's door. Wow. With a deadbolt and a lock. So you want to stay tuned for that, because we want to be able to talk about that, inform you. You're going to be able to find out more details on the Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and so much more. Don't forget also, we have Penny Nance, the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America, is going to be on this week. They are educating. Concerned Women for America is educating America on our original founding values. And it's exciting. You can find out more about them at Concerned Women, CWFA.org. And also you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch to find out more about them. But she'll be on sharing because they're traveling around educating everybody on the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare, because it's the law. I think a couple of days away, you're going to have to sign up it's a law. You're
by
breaking
March 31st.
The law by March 31st. And so whenever you're hearing this, it's a law. You got to do that. And it's a tax, by the way. It's called different things, but what Supreme Court Judge Roberts said, this is a tax, and Congress has the right to tax. And so it's a tax right there. But right off the bat, you know, we'll be talking more about that when she's on. But right off the bat, in Israel, they had, their patrol was out. Their patrol was out, and when their patrol was out doing what they do, you know, they're all good at being able to do that. They found the Israel Navy intercepted Gaza-bound Iranian rockets. As a matter of fact, hold on one moment. I want you to see this thing. You got to see this thing. Here they are right here. That the The Jerusalem Post is reporting just yesterday that Israel's Navy intercepted. Do you have that?
It's coming.
It's coming. Okay. Yeah, Israel's Navy intercepted this Gaza-bound Iranian rockets that were going right to. And this is, you know, how in the world are you going to have a land for peace if you're going to bring missiles to shoot at us? You know what I'm saying? And so, a special operations director, you know, overseeing. You're looking at the missiles right now. Special operations director overseen by the Israeli Defense Force Chief Gantz takes place. Said this takes place in the Red Sea, about 1,500 kilometers away from Israel's shore, and ship carrying Iranian M302 rockets. Towed by the Navy ship, and they're bringing this thing back. But they found it. Look at this thing. They're pointing at it right now, and they're going to point in just a moment that this was actually made in Iran. Some of the packages of food that's on there that they have on the ships that's right there. It looks like that's probably the end of it right there. But look, at these missiles were headed right to Gaza. Understand that it is 60, 70 miles wide. I mean, you think about that, 60 or 70 miles wide, and that's okay. 60 or 70 miles wide, and a missile like that could just destroy, you know, the Knesset. It could destroy the government. It could destroy the capital, at different things of that nature. So my goodness. And we helped at one time, participate in, helping build a bomb shelter, you know, thanks to, Dan Livingston in Pensacola, Florida. He's a representative, I think, in the local area in Pensacola for CUFI, Christians United for Israel, which we support CUFI. And it's like, this is what's happening on a daily basis. And to see Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu go and, be so bold and to do what he did just a few hours ago at AIPAC and stand up for his country. And he's like, never again is this going to happen. Mm. And it's a mandatory requirement in Iran Israel that you have to serve in the military at least 2 years. And that's just so, I think, you know, instead of mandatory this and mandatory that in America, what we probably need is mandatory military service. Instead of taking over the school system and trying to re-educate folks, you know, with this other things that are going on,
right?
That why not just have us all go 2 years in the military, and then you could teach us about our country, and we could be loyal, and we could defend her, and all these wonderful things that that the military does for us on a daily basis. And those soldiers are these Israelis, the IDF, that serving their 2 years.
Yeah.
And they discover this missiles coming in. Think about that. How powerful is that? That is so, so very powerful to see that, you know, take place. You know, just this last Monday in Florida, I think in Tallahassee, Florida, they had what they call Moral Monday. And they go to where the state government meets, and they just, you know, speak out about for moral rights. And this is something that God already laid on my heart. But when I heard this particular pastor talk about what he was saying, I'm thinking, my goodness, that is, you know, it's so good when you're not the only one that is saying it. You know, Bishop A.J. Richards, AME Church, and also he's over, I think, I know at least Florida and the Bahamas for the AME Church. Mm-hmm. He's standing there and he's speaking, and I believe it starts at, do you have the count on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to hear, because he's talking about something that's so important that, you know, we have to understand that, well, as a matter of fact, we'll just let him say it. Listen up. This is Bishop A.J. Richards, right? A.J. Richardson. Listen up.
We, you and I, have learned through experience that what is legal is not always the equivalent of what is moral.
The three-hour rally voiced concerns about voting rights.
That is so important to understand that, because just those words alone, because right now you have a lot of folks that are trying to just get things legalized, legalize marijuana, legalize drugs, legalize this kind of marriage, that kind of marriage, legalize, you know, just whatever.
You name it.
And you can do that because America is a land of laws, and that's what America works. But just because there's a law for it doesn't mean it's moral. And you're looking at an African-American bishop, and he's saying, we know We know from experience that just because it's legal doesn't mean it's moral, because slavery was legal. You know, think about it. It was legal, but it was immoral. And for a long period of time in our country, and then oppression and all the different things that had to that happened, and that people legally did it. And it's amazing what people will do because it's legal. And it's like, but yeah, it's not right. Don't you feel something in your heart? You know, I know you can drive 300 miles an hour. I know that. But don't you see the little kid on the side of the road? Doesn't it affect you? And it's just like, whatever I can get away with, you know, whatever the bottom line is. And I'm going to be talking more about that in the future, but as the church, and that's what, that's obviously, you know, a bishop in the church, but we have to begin to really mull this over in our heart and kind of mulch on this, because understanding this, that we are separate, you know, we're of the kingdom of God, and we got to think about what is WWJD? What does Jesus think? What WWJT? What does he think about this? What does he say about this? And that's how we should act. We should act like Jesus acts about it. And Jesus is going to tell us that moral, by the way, just in case you don't know it. And what we've done is we kind of merge those things. And the first thing when I was going through my law enforcement training years ago, they drew two circles. They drew two circles and they overlapped them a little bit, just a little bit. And it's kind of hard to do visually. But in that, one circle was a morality and the other circle was the law. And barely is a slight overlapping of the two, which means the law was moral, just that little bit.
Wow.
The rest of it was just whatever. And so many people think if it's legal, then God's okay with it. And that's what you say. When you say moral, you're really saying this. You're saying God supports this. God is into this. You know, God, you know, you look back at history and you have somebody saying, well, it's legal to own slaves, therefore God is for this. And it's like, no, he's not.
Right.
No, he's not. He's not for that. You know, you're for that because you're making money off of that. But God's not for that. But then, and so as the church today, there's a lot of things happening today. A lot of laws are being passed and they're all, you know, a lot of people are panicking about this. And it's like, well, it doesn't change the morality of the church. You know what I'm saying? No matter up and down, around, whatever's taking place in society and history says it goes all over the map. That it doesn't change us unless we have merged those circles and we say America is moral. America's law is moral law. And to do that is to look at all the scars of our history and say that was right, instead of no, it took us a while and it's taken us a while to get to a right, to get to a right place. You know what I'm saying? We're getting, we're potentially getting, you know, closer to a place. And people say, well, you know, it's always been, well, maybe for you and your generation, you know, maybe for your lineage, maybe, you know, maybe things worked well for you. But the thing about the, but the Lord, he says, listen, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And when I was sick, you came and you helped me. And when I was in prison, you visited me.
Right.
And so it's for us. We're, that's the moral thing to do, is to help folks out. And no matter what is taking place legally, our answer is not laws. Our answer is God. And when we get the law of God in our heart, then the laws of the land will tend to reflect that. Does that make sense? And so the way that we change our nation is to begin to witness to our nation. First, by our own personal testimony, getting our life right. Secondly, those around us. But then, you know, our legislators, you go to talk to them. You know, how's your soul? You know what I'm saying? Is the kingdom right in their heart? You know what I'm saying? And then the morality, they will vote in the fear of the Lord, how they vote. Like I believe Congressman Jeff Miller, they actually vote and go pray. And room 219?
Yeah, I think so.
219, they vote and go pray to dear God because they know how significant this is.
Wow.
Be able to have a fear of the Lord. As a matter of fact, hopefully there'll be a related thing to room 219 where our, a lot of these officials, different parties, come in there and pray after that vote. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book.
I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded with inside of me. I go, whoa, I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking, thinking, thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little step. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com. And I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together, so you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors, thank you to our partners, and God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. And we are just talked about what's taking place over in Israel. We'd like to keep you informed of what's happening in Israel. But there's this particular author just wrote a book. He was a former spy chief with Russia that defected some time back. And he wrote a book just released. And I haven't read the book yet, but I've heard people comment on the book. And who would know better than a spy chief? And the book is called Disinformation. Mm. And we're talking about keeping the conversation light all the time. What does it mean to keep the conversation light in regards to this? Well, Christian, what's the Christian perspective of this? And it's called Disinformation. Former spy chief reveals secret strategies for undermining freedom, attacking religion, and promoting terrorism. I mean, think about that. Wow. Is that's like Mike. Goodness. And so as a Christian, it's so important to us because information can confuse us or it can build confidence in us. But he talks about, you know, many different things, because he was working for the Kremlin. He was part of that crew over there. And we're watching. The reason why I say this right now, the Ukraine is experiencing a flood of Russian soldiers coming into the south in different areas. And we flipped them $1 billion to, I guess, to say something. But as a Christian, this is so important when you think about disinformation. People say, what's the big deal? First of all, what does disinformation mean? Unlike most folks, I need to find out what it actually means, because there's been so much disinformation with the vocabulary. And disinformation is defined as false information deliberately and often covertly spread, as by like planting rumors in order to influence public opinion and obscure the truth. Think about that. The definition of disinformation, this is author's book, you know, that it's the definition of it is false information deliberately and often covertly spread as by the planting of a rumor in order to influence the public opinion and obscure truth. Alinsky 101. Right? Alinsky, and like we say often, is like, it's happening, people are listening, people believe it. And I always like to say, well, how do you know that? Well, you know, and it's like, really? I almost, you know, you walk me off the dead end of a dead pier and fire, burning fire, and you heard that because you were at a coffee shop and somebody leaned over and said something. And it's amazing that, you know, somebody says, just heard. And I remember in the beginning of ministry that there's plants. There's plants, people whose mouths surrendered to the adversary. Mm. And you're about to walk onto a stage to minister or walk onto some situation to minister. And they're standing right before you get on that speaking platform. And they deliver, boom, some disinformation to you. Mm. And you got to decide what you're going to do, what they deliver to you. Or you got to learn to tell them you're going to come on stage left, but you're actually coming on stage right. But it's amazing. It's like, come on, why would you want to be used? And then you go back and you look at Peter. You know, Peter was used, and this is what Jesus told Peter. He says, your tongue has been set on fire by hell. You know, you're almost tempted to be not do the Father's will. And me personally, I don't want to be a part of anything that's tempting anyone not to do the Father's will. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Of anything. I mean, why would you want that on your record? You know what I'm saying? Why? I mean, of all the things people say, I just want to do something for God. How about not stopping what God is doing?
Right.
Sometimes some folks, the best thing you can do is just shh.
Don't say anything.
The kid president said.
Yeah. What?
That's what the kid president said.
Oh, yeah, he did. Right. It was great. It was really great. But then you think about, well, that's citizens, us people of the world or whatever. Why is that a concern for Christians? Well, it's a big concern for Christians because it's our protection. The protection of Christians is our faith. And faith, it's our shield, he talks about. He's writing to the church of Ephesus in Ephesians 6. It's, think about a shield. A shield is your protective thing. I know when I was in law enforcement, I had a bulletproof vest, and I had a rifle shield in the very front of it. But it also would stop knives and everything because it was a metal shield that was there. And it protected me. Mm-hmm. And so if you take the bulletproof vest off and the rifle plate off, you're still a deputy or a police officer, but you're not protected anymore. It's not, you're not losing your faith in, you know, you're still a Christian, but you're vulnerable. And so it's important for us to understand our faith is our shield. And faith, as we're told in Hebrews 11:1, he says, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Disinformation is all about breeding doubt. I mean, not necessarily saying, you know, that's wrong, but did you ever think that maybe, and all of a sudden they just, boom, some disinformation. And they kind of go with the truth, mix a little bit in there. You know, we're for this, but how about if we just add some Lucifite in there? You know what I'm saying? And that's just Alinsky 101. But disinformation is being spread all over about Israel. Is being spread all over about in America, about everything, every policy, Congress, Senate. It's just everybody's polarized in the context of things. The church is polarized. And it's like, and it's because of disinformation. And this would not be successful if, in fact, if the church was in the Word of God, if we were reading the true information, if we were finding out what does God say. It's not a mystery. I mean, it's not a mystery.
Right.
God wrote it down. He had it written down. And so we can actually find out, hey, that's disinformation, because this is the true Word of God. This is what God says about marriage. This is what God says about finance. This is what God says about the church. This is what God says. And so, but 97%, according to George Barna, are vulnerable to disinformation because they're not reading their Bibles in the context of taking the truth and comparing it to what's being said
in their life and in the world. And 81% is not picking the Bible up at all. Mm. Think about how vulnerable then the church is right now to their faith. And all of a sudden you're walking around going, well, maybe, you know, America, maybe God didn't bless America. Mm. And maybe the Constitution's not, God didn't allow it to happen. And maybe, because you didn't get in the scriptures and says, God is the one that determines whether a nation rises or falls. God's the one that blesses it or doesn't bless it. He's the one that allows it to stand or fall. And so you find these things out when you're in the Word of God. But all of a sudden, because you're not in the Word of God, you're thinking this disinformation where all of a sudden that the Constitution is a list of negative rights and we just need more rights. And it's like, you got to go back and find out, how did this whole thing come about? Or all of a sudden the disinformation on our founding fathers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're speaking things over. They're speaking things over the about George Washington, right. You know, Thomas Jefferson. Abraham Lincoln, and they just keep on and keep on. And what they're trying to do is just disinformation, total disinformation. And you have political parties giving disinformation on both of them, and they're all guilty of it.
Right.
And it's like, but as believers, it's important for us to be confident. And our confidence, our surety and certainty is what God rewards. It's what protects us. And so we have to deal with this disinformation. And that's what he's talking about in this book. And we'll make that a link available so you can get to that particular book. I mean, right now, it's just things are cranked up. You know, our own president told the president of Russia at the time, he says, listen, I'll have more flexibility after the election. And what are they good about doing? They're good about putting out disinformation. And it's happening everywhere. The Middle East, America, each of the states, Israel. And it's like, all right, church, we need to get into the Word and find out what God says and then be bold and courageous and put on our shield of faith and pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is not a, it's just not a literal sword, but it's the words that you speak in confidence that what God says. And then our faith will be strong and we won't have doubt in our heart and we will be protected.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Mary Esther, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after-bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com. And click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out. You know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way.
Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.